们低头来默祷。
Bow our heads in prayer.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，你亲自道成肉身来到世界上。
Lord, you personally came in flesh into this world.
你带给我们充充满满的恩典与真理。
You have brought to us full of grace and truth.
你用你的真理来引导我们的道路。
You have led us according to your truth.
你用你的恩典来帮助我们解决我们生活的困难。
You have used your grace to solve the many problems in our lives.
你就是天上独一的真神。
You are that one true God in heaven.
主啊，借着恩典跟真理，让我们对你有更深的体验。
Lord, through your grace and truth, may we have a deeper understanding and experience of you.
也对你有更清楚的认识。
So we can have a deeper understanding of you.
今天晚上，我们的姐妹也要来见证你的恩典与真理。
Tonight, our sister will share about the grace in her life and also your blessings.
求主耶稣你亲自带领。
May the Lord Jesus personally guide this.
赐给口才，讲明你赐给我们的恩典。
Open her lips so that she can share the blessings of grace of God.
让每一个人能够得到造就。
So everyone can be edified.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
And that your name may be glorified.
哈利路亚，阿门。
哈利路亚，阿门。
啊。感谢神哦。那我们今天有请到这个圣地亚哥祈祷所的这个叶姐妹 Judy 来为我们做见证。
Thank God, today we had the opportunity to invite Sister Judy Ye, and thank God for this opportunity she can share with us.
那她今天要做见证的内容是她如何来到我们这个真教会。
And her sharing today will be how she was brought to Trudia's church.
在那之前，她也去过很多教会，那都没有办法解决她在生活上、家庭上所面临的问题，直到来到我们的教会。
And before she came to Trudia's church, she had gone to many different religious organizations, but none of them could help her solve her life issues.
那第二段她见证说，她信主以后怎么遵守神的诫命来守安息日，然后得蒙祝福。
And the second part of her testimony will be about how, after she was baptized, how she learned to keep the commandments of God, especially the Sabbath commandment.
好，那我们现在就请她来跟我们一起分享。
And I will invite her to share with us.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里做一些见证。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to share some testimonies in my life.
我是民间信仰过来的，那相对呢，在还没信主以前，我也去过不同的教会，因为只要人家要我去，我就会去。
Before coming to Trudia's Church, I was a traditional traditional Chinese worshiper of like Buddhism. But then I would also be willing to go to churches. If anyone invited me to any church, I would be willing to go and attend.
就在当下，一直都有去一些就是接触教会啦，还是一些庙会的活动哦。我觉得好像人活在世界上就是要做好事啊，是一个基本原则。
So it didn't matter whether I went to church services or Buddhist services. I just felt that it was most important that a person lives a life that acts as a good human being.
可是生活就这样过，好像也没什么阻止啊。因为主要中心思想就觉得啊，人你只要做好事，就有好报。
And so my philosophy was continue living just like normal. And so as long as you're a good person, then good things will come to you.
但是小孩子嘛，也就是说我有一个儿子，一个女儿。
So I have some issues with my children. I have a son and a daughter.
有一天我就突然就觉得说，哎，在我们有生之年，我们可以留给小孩什么？财富的东西好像很飘渺。
And I thought to myself, as a parent, what can I leave as a legacy to my children? If it's just riches, it seems like that is very empty.
而且就因为这样子哈，我特别会，我有一次就是想到说。其实一个人哦，活在世界上哦，最重要的资产就是要有正确的信仰。
So I thought to myself that actually for a person to survive in this world, it is most important that they have the correct faith.
那正确的信仰，一般人就会想说，在人的眼光，哎，你一定要去找到一位你的神啊，然后你去拜他啊，崇拜啊。
And in general, most people will say, well, if you want to pursue faith, you need to find a religion or a God to worship that is you can call your own.
So 我想一定很多人想说哦，一定要去找神拜啦，因为神在哪里？神在我们世间，either 里在庙里啦，或是在教会里面嘛，很简单嘛。
And so everyone in their hunger and yearning to look for a God, they would try to search for God either in idol religions or in Christian religions.
但是因为刚好就是有事情发生，就是说我儿子就受到魔鬼的骚扰，已经很久了，从小就有这个状况出现。
And there was one issue that I constantly had a problem with, and that was my son. Ever since he was young, he was plagued by demons.
但是我们那时候在台湾的时候，就会去庙里面，然后就把这些事情处理掉。
And so our normal routine in Taiwan would be to take my son.To different temples and have them try to cast out demons from his body.
可是就是处理掉了以后又回来。
But it seems that no matter how they seem to cast out the demons from his body, it always came back again.
那因为我主要那时候带我小孩回去台湾念书，就是想学一些中文教育。
And when I took my son back to my children back to Taiwan, it was for them to learn Chinese.
那小孩子念书念到一个阶段，我想说，哦，那应该差不多可以回来美国受高中教育啊，那时候就可以接上以后大专的学业。
So I made sure they remained in Taiwan until they had a good handle of Chinese, and then around middle school time, high school time, I brought them to the United States so they can continue their education.
所以我那时候高一个段落，我就回来美国念书。那时候我坐上飞机，我心里就想说，哦。那台湾鬼那么多哈，因为台湾人住在台湾，那台湾鬼那么多，那我今天来美国，吼，安尼就无鬼啊，那个台湾的鬼就追不到我们了，我心里就这样想。
So I thought to myself, all these years we've been living in Taiwan. We've been living in Taiwan, and during that time we had so many demons bother us. Maybe by our flying to United States, there wouldn't be so many demons here in the United States.
可是我们来到美国以后，好像事情也不是这样子
的。But when we came to America, there was no turn for the better.
因为我儿子还是，他居然可以看到鬼的存在。
Because my son has the ability to be able to see demons.
那我也很好奇，我就问他说，那美国的鬼长什么样子啊
？And so I was very curious. So I asked my son, "What does the American demons look like?" Are
就白人啊
，and so my son would say they're just white ghosts.
哦，我后来才知道，哦，原来中国人死的是中国鬼，美国人死的是美国鬼。
And so that gave me understanding. Oh, the demons in Taiwan are Asian demons, and the demons in the United States are Caucasian demons.
哦，是这样子的。然后就在当下哈，有一天。因为我儿子也是会有一些受到魔鬼骚扰，是持持续续啊。那
So my son will be bothered by demons, and they'll come and attack him from time to time.
那因为来美国的时候，我都会去庙里哈，就是拿一些那个金子哈，那个就是所谓的，我把它称作仙丹呐哈。
So I would, when I was in America, I would continue to go to the Buddhist temples, and I would buy those paper money.
啊，这些东西你就是如果他遇到身体不舒服有什么状况啊，就跟他烧了三张哦，然后就化到水里面了，然后你就喝一喝哦，那这个问题就会解决。
And so what I was taught was that any time that he was having an episode with the demons, I would burn three of those paper money I bought at a Buddhist temple, and then use the ashes to mix with water, and then have him drink the water with the ashes, and after that his demon will leave.
那前前后后的发生好几次嘛，那我
even though I tried this, it seems to come back again and again. The demons were not really cast out.
那我带来的东西已经用完了。
And then all the gold paper money that I bought from the Buddhist temples in Taiwan were completely used up.
用完了以后，我有一次哈，就是我那个鬼又来找我儿子的麻烦了。
So after all the paper money was burned up, then the demons came to look for my son again.
这次来哦，就觉得说哦，不是以前那么简单啦，好像很严重。
And this time it was much more severe, not like the lighter cases in the past.
而且可以哦，感觉到这个鬼哦，这次来哦，居然抓到他身上还有痕迹呀。
And this time when the demon attacked him, actually left marks, physical marks on his body.
这次真的把我吓到了。
And this really frightened me.
那我在当下我就说，哦，啊，我以为只是说哦看一看啊，然后吓吓他啊，哈，把他抓，就是把他太给叮叮你啊。
And that time, I thought the demon attacks were nothing. They just simply came to scare him or squeeze his throat, but it wasn't anything severe.
我这次真的这个状况都出来了，我怕到以后，我那时候在当下，我就决定说，哦，因为那个也这边也没什么庙啦，因为我们住 San Diego 啊，所以我在当下我就说，要不然我有一个姐妹，她们是我的同学啦，是35年的老同学，她一直在长老教会。
So at that time, since I didn't have any more of the Buddhist temple money, I didn't know what to do, and I was very scared because.Previously, the demons never left physical marks on my son, and now I know it's very serious. I need to look for help. So I thought of my friend of 35 years, classmate, and she was in a Presbyterian church.
然后我就打电话过去，先打电话过去，跟她告诉她这个状况。
And I asked her, and I called her and told her about my son's situation.
她就跟我讲说，哦，好吧，哎，阿芬你过来，我跟你介绍一个很会赶鬼的牧师。
And so my friend said, come with your son. I'm going to introduce you to a very powerful preacher, pastor, reverend, and that he will be able to cast out the demons from your son.
Oh, 我就说哦好哦，那就他给我地址，我就 follow 地址，就在我们家那附近啊，哈，那个 San Diego 没有没啥那附近。
And since I was in San Diego, she gave me the address of that reverend that was near where I was staying.
那我过去以后，我们那一天。就我小孩我还有我先生我们就过去
so that that very day my whole family me and my husband and child we all went to the church
他原则上也不是一个 church 啊，就是一个他开了一间小学的那个补习班，然后补习班里面就有一个教室类似会堂哦，然后在里面就在那边跪着祷告。
So it was actually not a church, it was a chapel within a private school. And we just prayed within that chapel.
然后我们在那边整整跪啦祷告啊，就早上从8点开始到中午12点了。我们四个人都已经很累了，都搞得都很累了。
And our entire family of four, we were kneeling there in the chapel for 8 a.m. in the morning to 12 noon, and we were so tired.
那大家累了就要休息，就说啊，要不然就回去休息一下，看看情形怎么样。
And so we said, okay, that's enough. Let's all go home and rest. Maybe conditions have improved.
然后回到家以后，我就问我小孩说啊，你有没有感觉比较好一点
？So after we went home, I asked my son, do you feel any better?
我小孩跟我讲说，没有呢，感觉到全身还是很重啊。
And my son said, no, I still felt like my entire body is weighed down, very heavy.
因为那时候魔鬼攻击他的时候，他好像他跟我讲说他还跟魔鬼打架，我都觉得不可思议。
He said that because not only is he being oppressed by the demons, but he said himself that he actually has physical fights with these demons, and I couldn't even believe that.
可是他因为天又快暗了，已经下午了嘛，哈，再来就两三点、三四点，天渐渐要暗了。我开始怕起来，我想说这次来的是不一样哦。那如果晚上到晚上哦，都是吓，不晓得去哪里求救啊，就很害怕。
I became very afraid for my son because as the day was getting darker and the night grows, I was afraid that this time the demon attack will be even greater and there will be no one there to rescue us or help us.
所以我当下我又想到一个姐妹，哦，真教会的姐妹，我又打电话，赶快又打电话给她了。
It was that time that I thought of a friend, and this friend happens to be a sister of our Trinity Church, and I called her.
然后打电话是给那个我们，San Diego 那时候应该是打给 Cindy 吧 ，Yeah.
So I called the sister Cindy in San Diego.
然后她讲了这个状况，她说要问一下吴长老。
And so she heard about my problem, and she said, "Let me consult with Elder Wu."
所以吴长老接到这个信息以后，他就跟我们讲说，哦，那你一定要来会堂祷告。
So then Elder Wu said, "With this kind of situation, you have to come to our church to pray."
所以那次发生是在礼拜六，那刚好礼拜天会堂哦，二百的会堂有那个青年祷告的团。
So at that time, it was Saturday when I called him. So the very next day will be Sunday, and we have a morning prayer session here in Irvine Church.
所以当然了，我们隔天啊，八点就是七点多，全家准备好，就开了一小时的车就来 Irvine Church 哦，就到达会堂。
So we got up at 7, got the whole family prepared, and we drove from 8 to 9 p.m. And at that time, we reached the church at 9, getting ready to pray for my son.
Okay. 那来会堂祷告，跪下来，就是有跟传道，然后沟通一下，然后又去，去那个就开始跪下来在会堂祷告。
So at that time, we started to kneel down in prayer in the morning prayer along with everyone else in Irvine Church.
但在我的感觉上哦，好像也没有多少时间哦。经过没有多少时间，祷告过了以后，我结束以后，我就问我儿子，他说他感觉到怎么样。
And I didn't feel that the prayer was very long. And after prayer was over, I asked my son, "How do you feel now?"
他跟我讲说，已经完全轻松了。
And then my son said to me, "Everything is gone."
而且我在祷告的当下。我自己觉得说，我的舌头在跳动。
And also for myself, when I was praying, I felt my tongue was leaping up and down.
那时候我心里很害怕，而且又不敢讲。
At that time, I was very scared, and I was afraid to tell others about the situation with my tongue.
所以这件事情一直就留在自己的心里，也没有讲出来啊。
I never told anyone, just kept in my heart.
所以我儿子这件事情过了以后，我们就回到 San Diego.
And after my son was healed, we went back to San Diego.
可是我自己的心里知道，真的有神啊，而且是一位那个非常伟大的神哦。
And I was so impressed to know that there really is a true God, and he is so great.
因为那时候我们来这边祷告的时候，因为那个梁传道他有跟我们讲说，你只要专心闭上眼睛祷告，然后心里承认他是唯一的真神。
And I remember the words that Pastor Liang had told us before we started prayer, and he encouraged us. He says, as long as you pray with all your heart and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the one true God of this universe.
可是我整个脑袋里就是这样想。
And so that is how I prayed. I kept thinking of what he said.
所以当然就是这个状况下，我儿子的问题解决，然后我自己也有那个所谓的，后来我才在圣经里面看到说，这个状况就是说得到圣灵。
And so it was during that prayer, my son was instantly healed. all the demons were cast out of him. And also during this prayer that I experienced speaking in tongues. And later on, I read in the Bible, I realized that speaking in tongues meant I received the Holy Spirit.
从那时候开始，我们就礼拜五晚上一定去查经祷告，守安息日。
So from that day forward, we would, as a whole family, go to the Friday night, Sabbath service.
没有，只有我跟我儿子啊。
Only me and my son will go to the Friday night Sabbath service in San Diego.
而且我儿子晚上睡觉都不敢关灯，足足好几个月。
I know in the past my son was afraid to turn off the lights in his room for many, many months.
但就是说也去守安息日啊，礼拜五的查经，还有礼拜六 all day 的安息日，我们都会去。从那时候开始。
But from that time forward, we would keep the Sabbath day, starting with Friday evening service, and also Saturday service. We kept the entire Sabbath period.
那就是这样子，就是我个人就是都会 show up 在那个去聚会，然后几个月以后我就先受洗了。
Sabbath day, and so at that time I became after a few months of attending services at Trudius Church, I was baptized.
那我受洗那时候我受洗完了以后一个礼拜
and after I was baptized one week later
那吴长老就买了一张机票跟我讲说哦 Judy 你去那个现在有神训班哦在 New Jersey 他自己跟我报名了啦
so at that time Elder Wu bought a ticket for me and said I've registered you for a National Adult Theological Seminar in New JerseyAnd he had already registered me and bought the ticket for me.
Oh, 那时候我想说，哦，我儿子刚好也学业告一段落，要不然我自己也跟他出一张机票。我希望我儿子能跟我一起去。
At that time, my son was pretty much done with school, and I wanted my son to accompany me, so I also bought a ticket for him as well.
所以我机票买那时候想要跟，因为那时候就 during the Christmas time.本来我先生他们公司就有一个 job site 可能会叫我儿子去 interview.
At that time, my husband's company was going to set up maybe an interview for my son so he could get a job.
哦，那在这边的人就说，哦，工作当然重要啦。
And most people consider getting a job is very important.
但是我想说，那人家票都买了，你不去啊？如果在过年期间，你光等人家再叫你去 interview， 那有点浪费时间，所以我决定哦，啊，还是买了，到时候要怎么样再决定吧。
And I thought to myself that it's the holidays, and it's not very likely my son will get any interviews during this time. So, and plus we don't want to waste the tickets, so we should just go to the seminar.
哦，那在当下，因为我 back time 只是前一个礼拜跟后一个礼拜嘛，那时间就非常接近。我就想说，那到底要不要去啊？因为都没有煮东西哦，给家里的老头吃哦，他可能就会抗议这样子。
And then I was struggling within myself, thinking that I have just been baptized for a week, and if I leave the family for a week to attend the NATS, then there will be no one to cook meals for my husband, and what will he say then?
所以呢，在当下我就祷告。
And so I, with this struggle, I took it to prayer and started to pray about this.
但是在我祷告的当下，我那一就在那一段时间呢，就那个 moment， 祷告完以后，那时候我记得好像是中午，那祷告完，我觉得就有点累了，累了我就休息一下 ，take a nap.
And right after I prayed, it was around noontime. I felt kind of tired, so I decided to take a nap.
就在 take a nap 的时候，我做了一个梦。
And while I was taking a nap, I saw a spiritual dream.
那个梦境里面是告诉我哦，就的状况就是说我喜欢我还蛮喜欢去 LA Fitness 哦做运动啊 SPA.
This is what happened during the dream. I like to go to LA Fitness SPA for exercise.
但是我去 LA Fitness 哦，原则上就是游泳一下啊，其实就是 狗爬式的就走一走啦，在游泳池，然后而且我有一个兴趣，就是我喜欢去不同地方的那个 location 的 LA Fitness。
So I like to go to all different locations of LA Fitness, and what I would do is go in a spa, and also I would exercise by doing dog paddle.
然后我在梦境就说我又去了一间新的。
But in this dream, I found myself at another new location of LA Fitness.
那去到那里的当下，我发现说在游泳池旁玻璃那里就有一对妈妈带着小孩，就在看我游泳这样子。
And then I saw there was a mom and a child that was watching me through the glass while I was swimming in a pool.
然后我游泳完以后，他就过来就跟我打招呼。
And in that dream, I finished my swim and I got out of the pool, and then this mother and child came to greet me.
啊，跟我打招呼就跟我讲说，啊，你游泳游得很好哎。
And so the mom said, you know, you swim very well.
可是我根本就不会游泳啊！
But actually, I don't really know how to swim.
因为我就拿了一个浮标，然后就脚这样踢来踢去呀。
Because all I do is I hold on to a floater and then I just kick.
在当下我就心里想着，哦，他可能要跟我做朋友吧。
Then I just thought to myself, well, maybe this lady is trying to make friends with me.
然后我就想说，哦，没有啦，那时候他就跟我讲说，哈，那你能不能哈，给那个叫我给他电话号码啦。
So the lady asked me for my phone number.
我就说，可是我心里就想说，我因为我是住 San Diego， 那我不可能每次都去同一家的 fitness center。那要不然这样好了哈，我就跟他要他的电话号码，说如果我下回要来这里的时候，我再打电话通知他哈，这样我才不会大家有压力啊，还是空就是有压力就对了啦。
So I didn't want to be pressured by giving her my phone number, so I asked for her phone number instead, and I told her, because I don't go to, I was thinking to myself, since I don't go to this LA Fitness very often, I just want to go, and when I do go, I will let you know, and so please give me your phone number instead.
So end up, 他就给我写了一个号码。
And so at that time, the lady in the dream gave me her number, her telephone number.
那号码写在梦里，他写那个纸条写下来哈。我醒来之后哈，在当下我醒来的时候，我发现哎，竟然是写四点点四啊。
So when in a dream she wrote on a piece of paper, 4:4.
那四点点四，那我醒来的时候我就不晓得这是什么意思。
And when I woke, I didn't understand what was 4:4.
那我儿子刚好在靠前那边看电视，我就问我儿子，我儿子就跟我讲说，哦，那你就放放看四福音嘛。
And so, my son was watching in television. I asked my son, "What does 4:4 mean?" And he said, "Just look at the four gospels in the Bible."
啊，因为我 OK， 那我圣经翻起来看四点点四，我就翻起来看，哎，有四个 chapter 是马太、马可、约翰、路加福音呐、啊。
And so I looked at the four Gospels in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all on chapter 4, verse 4 of these four Gospel books.
但是我不晓得从哪一章开始看啊。那时候我心里就想着，哦，可是在梦中哦，好像是那个小孩应该是男的吧，我就这样想。
And then so I didn't know which Gospel book to start with out of the four Gospel books. So then I thought back to the dream.And I thought that little child was probably a boy.
但是在圣经上，那其他这三章似乎里面其中三章都是男孩子啊，所以我想是男孩子，但是也不晓得 go for 哪一个啦。
So I and these four gospel books were all written by males. So I still didn't know which gospel look.Book that this 4:4 was referring to.
后来我就想说，哦，那应该看，应该哦，那个妈妈带着个小孩，那妈妈应该在台语叫太太，哦，啊，妈妈就是太太，那就是马太吧，就从马太福音开始，哦，的第四章第四节就念了。
So in Taiwanese, when you call a mother, you call 太太, and so I was thinking, Matthew in Chinese is 马太。So I thought, okay, since I saw a mother with Thai, that means I need to start with Matthew.
所以马太福音第四章第四节翻起来看，就是 神在对我讲话了啦。
And so when I opened up Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, I was very surprised because I felt like God was talking to me with this verse.
神里面就讲说，人不是靠食物活的，是靠神口里所讲的话。
And in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, it says, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
所以我当下就觉得说，那我要煮，为了这个煮饭而心里就是很不踏实。那现在要去神训班，那就是要听神的话啦。那我真的决定我要去了，不管怎么样啊。
And I was thinking to myself that I was struggling over the daily bread of this life about cooking for my husband, but when instead I should be pursuing the spiritual bread of life, which is going to the NATS and pursuing after God's bread.Which is far more important.
So we decided to go. Actually, I didn't even talk to my husband about how I'm going to go out. We just decided to go. When the time comes, we'll go back to the house.
So at that time, I didn't tell my husband that we were leaving. So me and my son just planned to just go to the airport once we were ready.
所以呢，在前一天晚上，我们都把所有的行李就放在车后面啊，然后就叫我女儿说，早上六点记得起来哦，当司机载我们去机场。
And we packed all our bags and put it in a trunk of car and asked my daughter to drive us in the morning.
那感觉像好像要做坏事一样哦。
We felt like we were secretly going to do something that was bad.
啊，就没有让家里的先生知道。
Because we did it secretly without informing my husband.
那早上那天早上起来的时候就偷偷摸摸的，然后我现在好像有意识到说我们要出门了。
And so the next morning we got up very quietly and very secretly, but I felt that my husband seemed to know what was going on.
那刚好他那天又特别早起，哇，就逮个正着。
And so my husband happened to wake up very early that next day.
啊，逮个正着，我儿子居然跑，他吓到就跑去躲起来啊，那我就跟他说啊，你出来啊，反正就跟他讲，我们要去那个 New Jersey。
And so my son was very scared, so he went and hid himself. I told him, don't worry, just come out and just tell him that we're going to go to, the trip to New Jersey.
好，那我现在当下就很生气啊，还揍了他一拳呢。
And so my husband was very angry and actually clobbered him.
不过他也很勇敢啊，就被揍一揍啊，我们还是出发了。
And my son was very brave, even though he was beaten up by his father, we still headed out to go to the airport.
那就这样，就到了那个 New Jersey 的教会以后啊，我们所有的那个手机啊什么都要切断了，都不能联系。
And so after we went to the NATS in New Jersey, everyone was expected to shut off their cell phones.
因为那个课程啊，时间都排得很紧啊。
Because the sessions, the classes there are all very tightly scheduled.
可是我不晓得说，我们出门以后，我们圣迭戈教会的姐妹啊、弟兄啊，哈，就通通被我先生打电话去骂了一遍。
So after we left on a trip, we didn't know that during this week, my husband actually called and threatened and berated all the brothers and sisters at church.
他联络好几天哦，都没有办法跟我们联络到。他以为我们进了什么魔教哦，然后就被人家拐走了。
Because he couldn't reach us by cell phone, he thought that we went to some cult, and that we were already being hypnotized by some demonic cult.
但是因为那个他一直追问了的结果哦，那只好那个好像就因为吴长老也打电话给 New Jersey 的教会哦。就说喜乐多教会嘛的那个传道跟他讲说，好，那就叫我过去听电话。我原则上我就接了电话。
So then, Elder Wu called the Hillsboro Church and asked me to pick up the phone.
结果我现在听到我的声音哦，我当然我也很生气啊，我就跟他讲说，哎，你找我干嘛
？And so when my husband was on the phone, I also was very angry. I said, "What do you want?"
结果他就跟我讲说。没有，我们家洗衣机坏掉了。
And then all he said to me was, nothing. It's just that our washing machine broke down.
我说，坏掉很简单啊，你就把它拿去丢了，买一台新的进来就好了。
And I said to him, that's a very simple problem. Just throw out this broken washing machine and go buy a new one.
但是我想可能他只听到我们的声音，他就应该觉得说也不是他想象那样子啊。
And so I guess my husband was relieved just to hear my voice.
不过当下说实在，我们几乎整天都在祷告啊。
And I felt at that time we were praying the whole day, all the time.
然后在那个喜乐多教会，当时我在祷告的时候哈。
And in one prayer, I had a special experience.
我听到整场的扬声呐。
I heard the whole congregation, they were actually praying, but their sound sounded like sheep that were, was, they sounded like sheep.
我以为大家都会听得到，不只是我听到，应该很 normal 吧，很正常。
This must be a normal situation. Everybody can hear the young, the sheep bleeding. And I thought, so, I thought it wasn't.
而且羊的声音是，我可以从声音里面分辨到大羊、小羊、肥羊、瘦羊。
So from the sound of the sheep of the whole church that was praying, I could discern that if this sheep was a big sheep or a little sheep, old or young, thin or fat sheep.
那可能说羊挤羊嘛，羊踩羊的声音哦，还是羊被踩到在叫的声音都可以分辨得出来。
And I can also discern that some of the sheep were maybe pushed or they were stepped on and that they were hurting.
结果当下听完以后，就一个阶段以后，我就问我旁边坐的姐妹。
So after the prayer, I asked the sister sitting next to me.
就说你有没有听到羊声啊
？I said to her, "Did you hear the sheep crying?"
那当然，在当下可能两三次啊，就每次祷告完后，我就问我左右前后的朋友的那个姐妹，有没有人听到
？I kept hearing the sound of sheep.In the prayers, and so after several times, I kept asking the people around me, "Do you hear it? Do you hear the sheep calling?"
那他都跟我讲说他们没听到。
And none of them heard what I heard. 哦，
那我想那也算了嘛，也没什么嘛哈。
And then I just thought, well, then I guess it's nothing.
但是过了一会，我又听到哈，哦，那个类似大型动物哦，应该是狮子的叫声啊。
那。
In
the next prayer, I heard a very strange sound this time. It sounded like the roaring of a lion.
Yeah, roaring lion. 听起来那个声音好像，怎么讲呢？就那个声音哦，居然狮子的吼叫，它可以哦，整个余音绕梁回旋啊，在整个会场。
Then I heard this lion howling sound, which was quite frightening.Reverberating through the echoes of the whole church.
那持续好久，而且我很好奇，我就想说会不会是从哪个姐妹身上，这种扬声也太奇怪了吧？在当下是这样想。
And I was very curious, where is the sound coming from? Is it coming from the sister's side? This type of sound doesn't sound like a sheep.
但是因为我们在祷告的时候，大家眼睛都要闭着嘛。
But because that time when everyone's praying, our eyes are closed.
但是因为我的好奇心驱使，我就把我的眼睛偷偷睁开然后在想说是从哪一个方向来居然有这么巨大的这个声音呢
？So I opened my eyes just to see where's the sound coming from.
结果我就眼睛睁开往前走了几步。
And I opened my eyes and I walked for several steps.
然后我发现好像从一个姐妹身上哦，就她那个方向啊，原则上是不是从她身上出来，我也不太确定啊。
It seemed to me that this lion roar sound was coming from a particular sister, but I can't say for certain.
可是我发现她那是一个瘦瘦小小的女生呢。
But then I looked at the sister. She's very thin and frail looking, small.
怎么可能发出这种声音呢
？How can her sound be so great and scary?
那当然，当下我就是也是间间断断，也都一直听到这个羊声以后再狮子的这个叫声呐。
And during the prayer, I could keep hearing again and again the sound of the sheep, followed by the sound of the lion.
我以为这是另外一种羊声吧。 And I thought to myself, is this just a different type of sheep?
那后这个结束以后呢，我把这件事情也放在心上啊。
So I didn't understand what this was about, so I just put it in my heart.
直到这次我前半年去澳洲住了半年。
And it wasn't until this year when I went to stay in Australia for half a year.
那时候在那个墨尔本教会有个陈执事，他刚好因为我都会去上一些 Bible study 的课，也是类似慕道班，就一直查经嘛。
And so in the Melbourne True Jesus Church, I would attend the Bible studies there and attend all services.
那有一天就那个执事他上的课就说神是牧羊者。
And this deacon gave a Bible class that day, and he said that God is our shepherd.
神是牧羊。那因为上到这里的时候，才让我想起这件事情，我就把我的经历就告诉这位执事。
So I shared with him my story of the experience I had.
他跟我讲哦，是神开我的耳朵。
He said to me that this is how God opened your ears.
然后那个是狮子的吼叫声啊。那我就问他说，哎，那狮子怎么可能也在会堂里面？他怎么敢进来？
So he said the sheep are the believers, but then I asked him how can the lion come into the church?
哦，他就说，其实像。其实在整个在教会还是说在外面的世界，这个狮子哦，就是像魔鬼一样哦，它随时都是存在的，而且要找可以吃掉的小羊还是人吧。
So, the deacon explained that according to the Bible, the devil is always prowling around like a roaring lion to swallow the weak in the church and also the people in this world.
他这样跟我讲以后，我才了解说，哦，其实跟圣经里面的那个里面叙述的哦的状况哦是现实的，就是圣经怎么写，事实是有这件事这些事情。
And so after he explained this to me, I realized that the words of the Bible is really true.And it describes the spiritual world really accurately about what is in the spiritual world.
所以今天对一个慕道者，我如果说以一个慕道者的心态，那我今天有刚神赐给我这个恩典，让我认识真神。
So let's say if today I was seeking the truth as a true seeker.And God gave me this grace so that I can come to know this one true God.
说到这真神，如果你是一般民间信仰的哈。
And if we talk about the one true God, if you are actually an idol worshiper,
他听了一定很不认同啊。
If they hear this, they will feel very offended.
因为像我先生也一样，他就讲说，哦，你们的神都是神，我们的神就不是神。
Because my husband is an idol worshiper, and he'll say to me.Oh, only your God is God and not our God?
不，但是我现在可以很斩钉截铁的告诉你，我们的神呢，就是真的神呐。
But I would always tell him, I will tell you truly for a fact that our God is the one true God.
而且随时随刻的在我们身边，多好。
And our God is always with us, abiding with us, no matter the place and the time. This is such a great blessing.
如果你没有这位真神，而且我们进到神的国，赶快受神保护，那
if you haven't entered this kingdom of God, and you haven't been received baptism, so you can come into this kingdom of God and to receive His protection.
进到神的国，你一定要经过受洗啊！你没有经过受洗，那你只是信主，你没有进到他的国度里面，就像。黑暗光明，还是说黑白？你没有 cross， 就越过一个界限，那你游走在两边了，那很危险的。
And if today you're not baptized into this kingdom, you haven't come in. You're still in darkness. You haven't come into the kingdom of light. Then you are in a very dangerous territory.
因为狮子随时会吞噬你呀。
Because the roaring lion is prowling around any time to devour those who are weak.
所以每次 我有时候也会跟我先生有一些意见 不同的，他就说，你们的神啊，神，我们的神就不是。我就跟他讲说，我们肯定是真神，而且不只是真，是唯一的。
So a lot of times I will have arguments with my husband. My husband will always say, only your God is the true God and not our God. And I will say to him, yes, it is indeed our God who is the one true God.
因为现在自从我有那种体验以后，我也不想跟他争辩了啦。
But after that experience, I don't want to argue with him anymore.
就说应该是讲说，如果你今天有足够的智慧，要去选择不同的教会啦，为什么说真耶稣教会？这个答案就显而易见，很明显的告诉我了。
And so today, if I was seeking for a truth, and I wanted to look for a church, why would I choose True Jesus Church? For me, it's very obvious.
因为如果你是还没进到教会，你不晓得教会的，应该讲教会的，秘密也不是说秘密，真的 教会是一个非常应该说教会是神的身体，你只有进到教会你才知道教会的那个精神吧，奥秘，对，奥秘就这两个字。
So today if you're still standing outside of the church and until you're baptized into the kingdom of God, into his true churchYou will never truly understand the mystery of God.
不是一般人所看到哦啊，今天去那个教会啊，明天又去那个教会。这里的教会节目很多去那边嘻嘻哈哈，大家 social 大家都信主啊，对呀、啊，你有主，我也有主，我们都是主啊。
Most people will say, it doesn't matter which church you go to. You have a Lord, we have a Lord, and we just look at which churches to attend depending on their activities and their schedules.
但是信主要真的把主神的话听进去，不是只是说我今天可能我祖宗五代都是信主了，他自己就会有一个骄傲。
So today we believe in that this is church is the body of Christ is truly because we have this conviction. It is not because we are the fourth generation, fifth generation TJC members.
因为你信主在我目前我个人的感想你今天信主了以后，是你的关系跟主建立是从你个人开始，不是说因为你祖宗五代了。就像我朋友他在另外一个教会，他说：“嘿，我们家五代都信主了，我还要你来教我啊？”我没教他，我只是跟他讲说：“我们教会你们没有洗脚礼，这边少一个，你看他圣经那个就讲说要洗脚礼，你们没有洗脚，他好可惜哦，你一定要洗脚。”可是我没有叫他来我们教会洗脚。
So, having this faith and having the conviction in the faith has to be your own. It can't be because, like my friend who says, "Oh, I'm a fifth generation Presbyterian church member. I don't need you to instruct me about a Bible." But I will tell her, you know what? The Bible has the sacrament of foot washing. If you don't have the sacrament of foot washing, you're really missing out.
对啊，因为圣经就写啊，你今天没有洗脚，与主无份啊。
Because the Bible clearly says today, if you do not receive foot washing, you have no part with Jesus Christ.
哦，他还跟我这样 argue 了一段时间，居然三个月整整没有跟我讲话。
And so my Presbyterian friend wouldn't talk to me for 3 months after this argument.
我知道这是人的骄傲心呐、啊。
And I know that this is the pride of people.
但是你可好 ？OK， 那如果说这个阶段先 over 一下，就放一边了，没关系，我简短几句，信主就是神的话在书本里面，就是照圣经神的话去做。至于人来解释圣经，人怎么去解释不重要，重要是你要有圣经为准。因为人讲的话，像老师教书嘛，你今天教，然后你可以融会贯通讲出来，变成另外一个人 idea， 那是不对的。
So when we teach, we have to follow the idea of the Bible, not our own human ideas.
那 我现在其实这样一直讲下去，继续神一直 我发现神每天都在带领我。
And I find that after being baptized, God is leading me every single day.
好，那因为我有内容很多，我现在在讲另外一个见证。
This is the next testimony I want to share.
这件事情，我跟我小孩回去台湾。
When me and my son went back to Taiwan.
那因为我住的地方哈，离我要去的教会哈，可以两条路线可以走嘛哈，一号公路跟三号公路。
Over there, I can take two different freeways to go to two different religious churches based on where I live.
因为我儿子嘛，年轻人都睡得很晚了。
But then on Sabbath days, my son has a hard time waking up early in the morning. He always sleeps late.
那我们开车到教会可能要40分钟吧。
And afterwards, we would have to drive 40 minutes to church.
每次叫我小孩早一点起来，他都很懒散。
And every time I try to wake up my son.He would just be very sleepy, and he wouldn't get up.
那每次去到教会，因为我们教会现在就中午有吃个午餐。那
So by the time we go to church, it was usually noon time, which is lunch time at church.
每次去到那里，刚好人都要吃饭。
So I was by the time we reached here, it was always lunch time.
那时候也刚信主不久，就想说，每次都去哦吃饭哦，很不好意思啊。
And at that time, we haven't been baptized very long, so.We said to each other that it's very embarrassing that we're coming to church late and then just eating lunch.
那第一个礼拜，我们回去台湾的时候，第一个礼拜，然后迟到了，去到现场，大家都吃饭，我们就想说啊，不好意思进去，那我们不吃好，我们去外面吃完了，那就等下午的聚会。
So the first week that we went to church in Trudy's church in Taiwan, we got there during lunchtime and we felt uncomfortable eating lunch because we didn't attend the morning service. So we said.Let's just go outside and have our lunch outside.
那第一个礼拜没有出，那到下午，那居然想一想说，吃完饭以后就想有别的计划，就到别的地方去玩了。
But after we had lunch outside, then we started to do other things and we forget to come back.
然后进回到家里，第二个礼拜就讲，不行，我们要早点起来，我们一定要去做礼拜。
So we didn't keep the Sabbath day at all because we ended up going out, outside and just doing whatever we wanted to do, playing. But then the second week was the same thing.
Yeah, same thing happened. 一样的事情发生嘛，又迟到，又不好意思吃了，然后又有另外一个计划，又走人了啦。
And second week was the same. We got there so late that we were embarrassed to eat there, so we went outside to eat. But then when we're eating outside, then we got tempted by other things that we can do, so we just ended up not going back to church.
第三个礼拜就特别警醒，告诉自己说，这一次一定要早起，不能再因为说要去教会的理由，然后又睡完又去玩了啦。
So the third week is we said to ourselves we must go to church this week, so we'll try to get up earlier.
那结果第三个礼拜啊，好像也没早起多少时间啦，但是有早起了啦。那因为那个礼拜我们就想说 ，OK 好。我本来就是走一号公路，那个礼拜说，那我们早起哈，那要不然我们也想试一条高速公路啦。
So that time we thought, okay, we'll take this alternate route. This morning we got up a little bit earlier.
那试另外一条道路的时候，我那时候我就想说啊，因为哈早上比较早起，那我胃最好放点东西哈，以免到时候中午哈，胃酸上来就胃痛，闹胃痛。
So we said, let's have some breakfast, so that way I don't have any acid in my stomach and feel very hungry or something later on when I go to church service.
So I 就去吃个早餐啊。那一天早餐吃跟我儿子去吃哈，就付了100块台币。但是我是让我儿子去付钱的。
So I had my son go pay the bill, which was 100 Taiwan dollars.
就我儿子拿个皮夹出来哈，他皮夹有3000块台币，100块美金。然后还有一些证件在他皮夹里面。
So my son opened up his wallet. Inside was 3,000 Taiwan dollars and 100 US dollar. And so he paid the bill of 100 Taiwan dollars.
他就我知道他从皮夹里拿1000块出来。
And I know I saw him take 1,000 Taiwan dollars out to pay.
所以有900块的change哈，还 还有皮夹里面的钱、啊、他就一起放在那个小孩子那个学生的书包前面那个 zipper 那里。
So his remaining change of $900 he put in the zipper of his backpack.
哦，那皮夹就放在旁边嘛，只是没有放进900块没放进皮夹里面。
I saw him put his wallet back into the bag, and but his $900 was put outside in a separate zipper.
这样子，我这个动作做完以后，我们吃完早餐，我们就开车就出门了。
And after that, we went left.
那出门去到永康教会。
And we went to Yongkang Trees Church in Taiwan.
哦，我们发现那一天好像人家也吃饱了，也不见了。
And when we went there, by the time we got there, we found out that we were late again, and it was already lunchtime.
那我们现在想说，哎呀，又迟到了，那怎么办？好吧，那附近哦，有一家百货公司哦，还有一个书局哦，要不然我们就去那边哦，花点时间在那边哦，下午再回来聚会，就一样这个想法。
So then we thought, well, there's 2 hours before service begins at 2 o'clock. Let's go shop in a nearby mall around here. And after our shopping, we'll come back at 2 o'clock for service afternoon.
结果书一翻一翻啊，逛一逛啊，时间又超过了，也没有去聚下午的聚会。
After we went to the bookstore, we got so engrossed in what we were doing, we forgot to come back to service.
那没下午的就我那时候我们就在当下那一天，我们就啊，要不然就去台南好了，找我一个班长啊，以前的班长。
And then I thought, okay, well, since we missed church, let's just go. This is my friend in Tainan.
他去找他的时候，刚好他带我出去溜嘛。那时候我们就想说，哦，要不然因为我们早上也大概十点多吃早餐，那肚子也饿了，那就又吃个 late lunch.
So then we had a late lunch at that time, waiting for my friend.
那吃完以后我又叫我儿子去付钱呢。
And my son went to pay the bill.
那他就把这本打开的时候，他发现他的皮夹不见了。
And when he opened up his backpack, he found that his wallet was gone.
但是900块还在。
But he still had that change of $900 in his outside zipper.
哦，那当然钱付了，但是找皮夹的事情就让他，哦，很紧张啊。
And because he lost his wallet, my son was very nervous.
那怎么办？我们就心里想说。想说我们也没去哪里啊，那只是去诚品书局看看书啊。那会不会因为我们在看书当下就很认真啊？那爬走，因为那天人很多。
So we thought maybe we were at a bookstore and there were some theft and someone took the wallet from him without him knowing.
结果我们就回去那个书局跟那个柜台的讲说哈、哦，那如果说今天打烊，有没有人发现？正常东西丢掉就是。钱拿走，那皮包就给你丢在地上的某个角落，你可能就会找到皮包这样子。
So we went back and searched that bookstore and asked them if they found anyone who left the bag. Maybe they left the credit cards and the identification after he took the cash.
然后那一天也去那个警察局报警了、啊。
We also went to the police and made a report.
哦，那警察就跟我们讲说，哦，啊，你身份证、健保卡丢了没关系啊，不用怕了。那个身份证哦，现在早期台湾是可以那个拿你的身份证哦，人头去那个当铺哦去借钱，有的没的。但现在已经系统改了哦，不用担心呐。
So please assure me that there will be no identity theft because they require 2 IDs from now on. So it's very difficult for anyone to masquerade as you.
哦，所以这件事情就是身份证的事情倒是 OK 啦，我们没有那么紧张，至少有这个资讯哦，就心里比较放下。但是皮夹还是丢啊。
So we lost this wallet, and we were not afraid about the identification theft anymore.
所以那一天也没有去教会，但是因为跑来跑去为了找东西，就搞到晚上七八点。
That day we didn't go to church, but because of all these things happening, we didn't get home till 7 or 8 p.m.
哦、那当然就拖着疲惫的身心啊，就啊干脆就开省道这样回去了啦。那一天就决定开。
So with a very tired and heavy heart, we just went home.
然后要回家的路上，我儿子有跟我讲说哈、哦，说妈妈你知道吗？那个他哦，他有在那个就是听吴长老讲。那个事情的时候有讲说，如果说东西丢掉，只要祷告就会找到。
So my son said to me that he heard the sermon from Elder Wu that if you lose anything, just pray and you'll be able to find what you lost.
啊，我就跟他讲说，哦，真的吗？吴长老有讲过。
And I said to him, really? Did Elder Wu really say that?
他说对啊，我说
he 我就 said, yes.
我就说好吧，那我们从现在开始哈，我们就一路祷告回去啊。
And so I said to him, okay, then from this point forward, let's continue to pray all the way home.
哎，那我就跟我讲，那你也要祷告，你的东西丢掉，你也要祷告啊。
I said to my son, when I pray, you have to pray too, because this is your wallet that was stolen.
哦，那我们两个母子有共识啊，我们就一路祷告回去。
So then we continue to pray all the way home.
好。然后当然我们也等第二天嘛，看那个书记有没有再打电话回来啦，哦，还是就对，也有祷回家就开始有祷告，第一天第二天都祷告，然后也等电话。
So anytime we have first day, second day, we kept praying and waiting for phone calls to see if anybody found the wallet.
那当然第二天在第二天在家里的时候，我儿子甚至在车上哦，就也是不放心嘛，一直想说会不会掉在车里哪个角落啦，还是说整个船都翻起来看，家里整个船啊，他睡觉的地方全部都翻起来看。
So he searched all the car and he also searched every furniture in the house, including lifting up all the mattresses.
对，对啊 ，lifting mattress 哈，真的。可是明明在外面丢掉了，怎么可能在家里呢
？But we know for a fact the wallet was lost outside, so it was impossible that wallet would be at home anyway.
那当然，我们就继续祷告。
So we continue to pray.
然后在祷告到第三天，第二天电话接来哈，没有那个找到 wallet 的消息。
So then, we didn't get any calls that wallet was lost, was found.
所以那条线就没有期望了嘛。
So we had no other hope.
所以我们再继续祷告。
So we continue to pray.
然后到第三天早上起来的时候
，And the third day, in the morning when we got up.
我发现我儿子的wallet就在他床的床头床脚前面很明显的地方。
All of a sudden, I found my son's wallet in a very obvious place, right in front of the foot of my son's bed.
我真的吓了一跳。
I was so shocked.
然后我就把wallet拿起来哈，然后甚至打开一看，那个钱3000块都还在原封不动。
And when I opened up the wallet, it was even more shocking because the whole 3,000 NT was inside a wallet.
非常神奇啊。
And that was a miracle.
然后我就赶快叫我儿子起来看。
And I quickly woke up my son.
然后我儿子看一看，对啊，钱全部都在啊。
And my son was very amazed that all the money was still in the wallet.
然后我跟我儿子对看了，然后我们自己就把自己巴掌打一打啊，看有没有醒来。
So two of us was staring at one another, just dumbfounded, and we all slapped our own cheeks because
yeah,
we
我打他，他打我了。
Oh, actually, I slapped his cheek and he slapped my cheek because we were trying to wake us up to see if this is really real what we saw.
在当下，我们心里就同时就发出声音，就说：“天使送回来的。”
So it was at that time we both said in unison, "The angel delivered the wallet back to us."
在这个当下，也让我得到一个启示啊。
And at this moment in time, I was greatly inspired.
从这件事件以后，我发现哦，其实我们身边的。我们现在世人所拥有的钱财哦，其实都是属于神的啦。
So、this,
身边的东西。
This is what I felt after this experience was that everything that we own that we have is given by God.
他要跟你拿走就拿走，他要给你就给你。
If he wants to take it away from you, he'll take it away from you. If he wants to give it to you, he'll give it to you.
所以，对，有那个 wallet 的钱是3000整整啊，那神还请我们吃了两餐呐、啊。
So if you remember earlier, I said we already used up 1,000, and so we should only have 2,000 left in the wallet. But because there's 3,000 left, that's why I was so inspired.
Yeah. 啊，快点哦，好，这个就是我今天要做的见证。
This is.
那 从 这件事件以后
And from that time forward,
我肯定每个礼拜六，除非说哪一天我不呼吸了，就不出现在教会。
So from that day forward, I continue to go to every Sabbath day.
其实守安息日，这个神也是告诉我们为什么要来守安息日的重要性。他用这个皮甲 来给我 带给我的信息就是这样子。
Rain or shine, I would always go to church. So, and God was using this wallet incident to remind me of the importance of Sabbath day.
Yeah, 守安息日的重要性，还有人对，因为有时候安息日你不想来，你会给自己找很多借口。其实安息日非常重要的。
And a lot of times, if we really don't want to come to church on Sabbath day, we'll find many excuses not to come.
为什么它重要？
But actually, Sabbath, keeping a Sabbath is so important. Why is it so important?
因为你进来教会，你是要神在这礼拜六的安息日，你进入他教会，他的身体来接受他的恩典呐。
Because when you come into the body of Christ, into His church, you're actually receiving the grace of God that He gives you within His domain.
这是多大的祝福啊！
This is such a great grace from God.
而且说实在的，得来真简单，这种福气不拿。
And this is such an easy grace to receive. Why don't we freely take it?
Yeah. 所以呢，就是这样啦。感谢主啊！这是我今天要讲的见证。时间8:30了，好，就这样。就这样，感谢主。其实我还有很多见证呢、啊，如果改天有机会，我还真想讲。嗨，就这样了。
好，那谢谢，感谢主，谢谢这个 Judy 叶姐妹给我们的美好的见证。
Thank God for this wonderful testimony from Sister Judy.
那我们现在要请梁晨道帮我们做一个简洁。那如果你对刚才见证有什么问题的话，现在借几分钟时间可以去上洗手间，那可以想一下，可以跟问一下。
So we will have a conclusion. We'll have a conclusion from Pastor Liang, and then afterwards we can take a break. And then if you have any questions, we can come back after the break.
好，所以现在可以想要用洗手间，现在可以去用洗手间。那顺便想一下你想要问什么问题。那等一下梁晨道做结论的时候，你也可以提出来问。
We can take a break right now and just think of any questions you have. Please submit your questions so that when Pastor Liang is doing the conclusion, he can also answer any questions you may have.
好，谢谢。大家动作快一点。